do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Yeah, noise! Noise!
It is the love show on a noise. Well, we'll get to the love bit a little bit later, actually. We got a whole bunch of new info in the world of avant-garde and noise music this week. Holy moly. And I've only got an hour and a half to give it to you. But yes, happy VD to you all. And yes, that was Skinny Puppy with Love. And then starting off there with, little ambience, as Bryce called it. And coming up in the next hour and a half. Holy cow. Apparently, Rob had some requests for some Throbbing Gristle. Yeah, you'll hear some of them because some really exciting news in the world of Throbbing Gristle. We'll get to that a little bit later. Also, something off the Nurse with Wound list. We've got a whole bunch of info about that. Again, a little bit later in the show. Right now, we're going to get to a brand new record. This isn't out for about another month or so, actually. But this comes to you from the kind folks at Bra Records out of Brooklyn, New York. And I haven't been able to get enough of this record. And my God, you can only hear it here on CITR. This band is called Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Ms. Yoshimi Pee-wee there, drummer of the Boredoms, and that is her solo project known as O-O-I-O-O. The new album is called Taiga. I don't really know if I can call it a new album. Funny, the Georgia Strait, in all of its cutting-edgeness, actually reviewed it in last week's issue, even though the record's been out since September 9th. So there you go. However, Taiga on Thrill Jockey Records, and that track was simply called Uma. And Robert Robot mentioned they're going to be in Seattle. Unfortunately, they're not coming to Vancouver. They are going to be in Seattle in a couple months, and well worth the trip, if you ask me. Let's see, Sightings before that from Brooklyn, New York, a few years back with that record. Two Thoughts, that track is called, off of their self-titled debut on Load Records. And then we started off there with something brand new. It's not even on the streets yet, but my God, heed my words and pick this album up when it gets released. Pterodactyl, self-titled debut from them as well. And the track is called CHXBX. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. Happy VD, like I said. And yeah, we'll have some lovey stuff coming up a little bit later in the set. Right now, we've got to get to some serious, serious industrial info here. And here we go. According to the headline here, this comes to you from tinymixtapes.com. Throbbing Gristle are set to release their first album in over 25 years, titled Part 2, The Endless Knot. 67 minutes and 25 seconds worth of new material will be released April 3rd on Mute Records. And there are initial pressings of Part 2 that is going to be released, of course, in true Throbbing Gristle style, going to be released as a special edition totemic gift. Yes, limited edition of 1,000 copies, handmade in Thailand under Sleazy Christofferson's supervision, and each of the four gifts will include either copper, bone, rubber, or wood built into the jewel case. And the music's the same in all four, but a lot of Throbbing Gristle fans out there, I know, are quite completists. I know I'm one of them. And you can pre-order the set from Mute Records. So yeah, that just makes me completely giddy as a schoolgirl, I tell ya. And yeah, hold on for just one second. Yeah, why not? Let's see here. Yeah, okay. How about some Throbbing Gristle then? How about? This is TG, their second album, Dead on Arrival. I'm gonna go get some more.
Because in all reality, we're society's failures.
Yes, have supper and then drink.
These cesspools are practically 85% black. Are you aware of that? They are.
And forget, but you're all on your best behavior.
Don't think for one minute because you're right. And from a middle-class family, that you're going to continue to get over. Because the courts are tired of you. They're frustrated. They don't know how to deal with you. All of you are from the same area. You hang out together outside? Call out your friend? How would you feel one morning if you went to wake him up and you found him laying in his bed with his throat cut or his guts ripped out? Or if you were standing on the flats and watched him dive off of one of the tiers and land at your feet, dead? How do you think you would feel? I ask you a question. How do you think you would feel? Pretty disgusting. How the hell do you think each and every one of us feel when we witness something like that? We go to ourselves and cry, man, with fear. Fear that one day we might grow weak just like him. Choose the easy way out. But I would just tell you that, right? We're all hard guys. We're cool. That's a lot of bullshit. They don't tell you how many men commit suicide as a result of losing their family while they're in prison. As a result of forcible rape or mental strain, emotional strain. They grow weak, they can't handle it. They don't tell you about the number of men that lose their sanity while they're in prison, do they? No, of course not. Well, these guys are telling you about it today. If you think that because these men, and chances are most of them are black that will be speaking to you, you don't know what they're talking about. Let me tell you something. You people are a reflection of them. They were your age. You understand? Doing the same dumb shit that they were doing. Pay attention. This is reality. That bullshit that you've been hearing on the street corner or watching in a movie.
move. No, don't open your head to that. About myself, I came here at 23 years old. The charge.
Oh,
Throbbing Gristle there off of Assume a Power Focus, one of their staggeringly large number of live albums, live in Manchester, late 79. It was the live rendition of What a Day off of the studio album 20 Jazz Funk Greats. Before that, we heard it Dead on Arrival off of their second report, as they call them. And speaking of, yeah, TG, Throbbing Gristle, putting out their first studio album in 25 years. Yes, indeedy. Well, a happy VD to you. And if you're not in a happy VD mood, then, you know, I sympathize, because I've got some anti-Valentine-y music coming up in the next hour. So, by the way, you're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Luke Meat. And, yeah, well, I'm going to start off with the lovey-dovey stuff, but it's going to be done in true A Noise style. And what we've got on the turntable here is John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Two Virgins album. Now, for those who don't know, it's one of the sweetest love stories of all time. Like, John went to an exhibit in like 67, and Yoko was having a piece there, or like a few pieces there. And the one major one was there was a stepladder with a little eyeglass that you had to get up on the stepladder and look up, and it had this little tiny word. And the thing that it said, the word said yes. And John, that's the only reason why John stuck around. Otherwise, he thought art was really negative to John, and he stuck around and he met her. And when he met her, she handed him a card that said breathe. And so he went in front of her, and she didn't find that funny at all. But they kept on bumping into each other and stuff like that, and he found out that she was into John Cage kind of Fluxus style of music, which he was kind of into as well. And he invited her over to his flat to play with his tape decks and stuff like that. And they made this album, and then they made Love When the Sun Rose, and they took their picture naked and blah, 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 and you know the rest of the story. But so few people actually have heard this record, and it is quite good. And if you ask me, and it is what it is. It really is. I think Two Virgins is a very apt title for it, because it is a very, very raw and stripped down recording. And yeah, so like I said, CITR, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. This is John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Two Virgins. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon? Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out.
Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness in Canada.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset, 5 p.m. in Montreal, on February 20th and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon.
And if you want to know what stations they are and what the schedule is, check it out at www.ckut.ca.
Yeah. Come in.
Thank you.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono there. Two Virgins. One of the best love albums ever, if you ask me, on this, well, quite dismal Valentine's Day. More noise after this.
Thursday mornings from 10 a.m. till noon, why not join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, the best of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, jazz, swing, and popular music. Join me as I celebrate the music of the golden age of North American songwriting, the three-minute masterpiece, and the 78 RPM record. That's every Thursday from 10 a.m. till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeedy, one of the quality programs here on CITR. And stay tuned at 1 o'clock. We have a brand new show entitled We Can Work It Out, hosted by CORE UBC, a division of the law department here at the University of British Columbia. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone, the best in psychedelic keyboard garage fused R&R. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30 this week, Sam Squatch's Hideaway, all CanCon all the time with Anita B. Folk Oasis at 8 o'clock with Ms. Val Cormier, and 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show, and 11 o'clock, my favorite and pretty much the best thing on radio, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. This show is a noise. You're with me for the next half hour, and coming up right now, by request in a weird synchronous kind of string of events, just opened up mail, and the new Jesu landed in my lap. And I think Rob Robot mentioned that he is coming to Seattle with Isis, which is one heck of a double bill, if you ask me. But Jesu, if you listen to this show, I'm sure you've heard me yak on about this guy. Justin Broderick was in Napalm Death when he was still a teenager, went on to form Godflesh and the entire grindcore sound in the early 90s. And this is his newest project. The liner notes say, by the way, this is his second full-length album. And he's had one EP out as well, but it's more of the same, which is good, because his self-titled one was probably my favorite album of 2004, actually. But going on, though, it says recorded and mixed at the UK 2003 to 2006. So I don't know if he's just got this whole entire back catalog that he's just kind of systematically releasing, but it is kind of... it is coincidental that his last two albums and his EP have all kind of sounded pretty much the same. And that's what you're getting. This is Jesu. The new album is called Conqueror, and this track is entitled Weightless and Horizontal. Thank you. Jesu off of their newest one. It's out this week, entitled Weightless and Horizontal. The album is called Conqueror there. And, of course, comes to the fine folks at Hydra Head Records. Very, very pretty stuff from Mr. Justin Broderick. You're listening to Noise here on CITR. We're going to get to our last installment on the show. And those who listen to the show know what a freak I am about Steve Stapleton and Nurse with Wound. And the kind folks at WFMU have, well, a little history here first, actually. Let me back up. The very first Nurse with Wound album that came out in 1980, Chance Meeting on a Dissecting Table of a Sewing Machine and an Umbrella. The back cover of the album listed over 300 bands that Steve Stapleton, i.e. Nurse with Wound, was a big fan of. And they were bands that even for that time, no one had ever heard of at all. Like, honestly, really, 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 really weird things. Like, even back then, like, he had mentioned bands like Faust and Can and stuff like that. But those weren't really very well known in 1980. Nowadays, with all the reissues and stuff like that, people are starting to get more familiar with that kind of music. However, there still remains like 250 bands on this list that people are still hunting after. And it's become a legendary reference list for so many record nerds like myself. And it's a challenge to people. And there was even an urban myth that he had made up like 80% of the band names. Well, like I said, the kind folks at WFMU have gone through the list and have actually tracked down at least one record by every single group on the Nurse with Wound list, or the Nurse list, as we like to call it in record geek land. And it's kind of become a little bit of a challenge for me, because what I'd like to do to you, the listener, is coming up in the next few weeks and hopefully months, I'd like to try and play at least one band off the Nurse list for you. And we're going to start here with something that was brought to my attention on my birthday. Thank you very much to Mr. Dale Davies for this. But he brought to my attention a lovely 1971 Swedish group by the name of Algernaz Tradgard. And yeah, this didn't come out. It was originally released in 72, excuse me. And Algernaz Tradgard, it means Garden of the Elk. And it is absolutely hypnotic, proggy psych stuff. And fans of Can or Ghost or really, really early Floyd will dig this. And holy cow, this track is entitled 2 hours Over Two Blue Mountains with a Cuckoo on Each Side of the Hours That Is. This is Algernaz Tradgard on a Noise on CITR.
Thank you.
and some fantastic progressive Swedish rock there. And thank you very much to the caller that called in to correct a few facts that, well, the record label and AllMusic have gotten wrong. I'm going to try and pronounce it properly. Algarna Stradgard. Everyone thinks it means Garden of the Elk, but Algarnish apparently means moose, so it's Garden of the Moose, so check it out. However, that's available on Silent Records. It's been reissued, and fantastic record. I can't even begin to pronounce the title, but holy moly, very, very good stuff there. And that ties into the Nurse with Wound list off of their very first album, 300 bands that we're going to try to go through in the upcoming weeks and months and perhaps years here on A Noise. And yeah, some obscure stuff on here. And thanks to the folks at WFMU for checking that out for us. By the way, at 1 o'clock, we do not have We Can Work It Out. That is still being ironed out, and they'll be on the air next week. So for the next hour, we got something from our friends in Minnesota, Radio K770, Real College Radio. This is a lovely little comp they put together entitled, SOAM 5, Live Performances from Radio K, featuring some really, really good stuff, so stay tuned. And like they got stuff like the Black Angels and the Posies and Dead Meadow on here, so check it out. It's going to be pretty cool. And we're going to leave you with a nice little anti-Valentine's Day song. And if you got someone, you know, set them free. And if you love somebody, set them on fire, as the Dead Kennedys or Dead Milkmen always used to say. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.